All right, a little bit of a slow week. It's about time we had somewhat of a slow week. We're going to utilize this week to get a little bit rested. But we're going to practice pretty extensively on Nevada. And so today we will not practice. We're spending some extra time in the weight room. There's some guys that I think probably need to get healed up from some bumps and bruises, but we'll have some pretty robust practices this week. Certainly pleased with the win. It was a hard-fought game. After going through the tape, there was certainly some ebbs and flows of things that happened, and it's always great to come up with a victory on those type of games. So at this time, I'll open it up to any questions that there's out there.
Craig, you know, what will you do? You're not practicing today. Will you go 2-3 days, you know, pretty hard like it was a game and then give them the weekend off? Or how will your schedule kind of work as well as your assistants?
Yeah, we'll practice tomorrow, practice Wednesday, practice Thursday. They will not practice on Friday. Then we're going to practice late Saturday afternoon. And then Sunday will be their day off next week. And then we'll start our, you know, game week. But we'll be pretty much in game week mode this week.
Is it a good time to have a bye week? You win, you know, 1-2 straight impressive games. Is this a good time? Or?
No, I think it is. You know, the Air Force game, well, first of all, there were two really physical games. And the Air Force game, the style of offense and defense that they play, it was a really physical game. You know, we'll find out some more. Carl Granderson's having an MRI right now during this press conference. Find out some more information on him. But there's a whole lot of other guys who have been banged up. Lucas Walker, he'll probably take a couple days off. His foot still bothering him a little bit. And there's several other guys who, you know, just been going from week to week. So, yeah, it's a really good time.
I know Air Force made that comeback, but when you look back at the tape and saw what your defense was able to do for much of that game, did you come away even more impressed, especially, you know, you saw Navy, what they did to
right.
the top sixth ranked team in the country, rolling up 46 points. Did you come away even impressed with what the defense did?
Every year is a challenge, but yes. I mean, I thought we were able to, with the exception of maybe one play where they got a big run by at the fullback and Chase Appleby ran him down. You know, their traditional plays with the option, I thought we did a great job on. They got us on some play-action passes later on. But, you know, you just knew during the course of that game that there was going to be a couple things that pops. But we're really pleased. We're really pleased with the offensive effort, pleased with the kicking game. And it was going to take all three phases for us to come up with a win. And certainly, you know, the thing that I talked about earlier going into the game, we thought to be +2 in the turnover margin was really going to be critical. And when the time of possession was going to be critical. And, you know, we were able to do those things. That style of offense, you know, typically their motto is 40 points or 40 minutes of possession. And so we were able to come up ahead on that.
Coach, if Carl does miss some time, how confident are you that the guys filling in at the end, and how nice is it to have some of that depth there this year that you didn't have previously?
Well, it's nice to have depth, but make no mistake, I think Carl Granderson right now is a really dynamic defensive end. You know, he's been able to pressure the quarterback early in the game. They tried to circle. I mean, he was running like a linebacker. You know, we're in hopes that the MRI comes back negative, but if it's, you know, if it is a structural damage, you know, it was nice to have Josiah Hall out there, certainly Kevin Prosser. Noah was playing some, so we have some other guys.
Coach, Josh Allen, 173 passing yards, 74 rushing yards. Whether he's in the pocket running from it, he's just doing exceptionally well. What do you think of his ability to make those reads?
Well, he's a dual threat. And a lot of times you'll hear a quarterback is a dual threat quarterback. It's kind of code word. He's basically a running back. He can't throw very well. He's dual threat. And it's their least favorite running back, and they put him at quarterback. Josh is not like that. I think Josh really got a good arm. It's a live arm. He plays with a great deal of confidence, and certainly his ability to run, that became really evident on the first drive. That was an unscripted play where he escaped to the right side, broke containment, eluded one guy, and came up and kept us on the field. And that breaks a defensive's back when that occurs, and then we were able to come and score. And then the last run that he had, Coach Vegan dialed that one up, and, you know, that's an RPO, and some really good things done with that play, and certainly his ability to run makes it, it stresses defenses. You know, my background is an old defensive coach, and you can scheme everything, but that X, that quarterback, when you integrate him in to the run, that really it stretches you, it challenges you. And we're cautious about how many times we expose him and how many times he exposes himself. But he has had a significant difference on our offense.
Craig, I was going to ask you about that next in terms of the way that Josh has run the ball with some really big-time runs this year, including the game on Saturday. When you look at the game tape a couple days later, do you sometimes worry about how many times he's getting out there and taking hits running the ball?
No doubt. You know, you're always concerned about that. The fact that he is 225 pounds helps, but, yeah, you always get concerned about that. That's why you don't see a lot of those guys last a real long time in the NFL. But I think we would be doing a disservice to our football team if we didn't have him run occasionally. And so, you know, we're not putting him with the exposure, say, like Northern Illinois does or some other teams do. But I always hold my breath a little bit. You kind of look, and the time he went down, you know, right away the sports meds people came over and said, hey, you got the wind knocked out of him, because you start thinking, okay, collarbone, knee, whatever. And so we're cautious. But in a game like that, Air Force was playing a nine-man front. I mean, zero blitzing us and great add-ons. And so we were having a difficult time moving the football. Not the last drive, but the previous one where we did score. If you look at the play calling, there was a reverse, and then there was his run. Those aren't traditional tailback I formation runs. We needed to generate some yardage at that time. I don't know how many. I don't know if we had a couple three and outs, but we weren't moving the ball very well, and so, you know, we pulled out that trump card at just the right time.
And on that 2-point conversion. Play that kept you in the lead at the tail end of the fourth quarter. Josiah got a lot of credit for that play,
yeah.
But Rico really blew that play up coming off the corner there. Was that a design? Was that an instinctive play on his part, or did Steve send him on a corner blitz there?
I don't know. You have to watch the tape. That's all I'm going to say.
Coach, speaking of your defense, how far has it come since you got him? I mean, what kind of progress have you seen since these? At least some of these seniors and juniors were playing a couple of years ago. How far has it come in your mind?
Well, here's I think what kind of embodies that. Right now, I think from what I understand, we're tied for second in the country in scoring touchdowns on defense, right behind Alabama. Now, I know there's a group of others, but that comes about because of confidence, because of speed, explosion, and athleticism. And we run a lot better. And that's becoming apparent. You don't see quite as many big plays. You know, there would have been several plays in this past game that would have gone all the way for a touchdown that didn't. Now, they did. You know, they had a long touchdown pass. But we're making strides there. And, you know, for us to be great, we'll need to be the top scoring defense in our league and one of the top ones in the country. We're not there yet. But we're making really good progress, and what we're encouraged about, there's a group of a lot of young guys that are out there. They're going to be playing here for a long time.
Coach, I'm curious on, you know, just the sheer number of points and yards that are given in college football nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Is the way you judge a good defense changing at all in terms of, you know, it used to be how many points, how many yards? Mm-hmm. Is it changing to turnovers or things like that in your opinion?
Well, turnovers certainly come into play, but we always look at point total and do the best we can. And you'll know we've arrived when that point total gets way, way down. And we're certainly not there yet. But that's how, you know, I think it was brought up in our press conference. You look at time of possession, and points given up on defense. And those things aren't typically flashy statistics. But if you go back and you start looking at college football, that's Alabama's mark to a T. And the last school that I was at, that's how we're made here. So we've got work to do, but that's the direction we're going. So we do look at those.
Greg, on that final kickoff that they had, where you call the timeout right before the kickoff, get your hands screw up front, Coach got Calhoun called for the onside kick there. At that juncture in the game, were you surprised that they were going to pull an onside kick there?
We had a lot of conversation on the headsets, you know, whether to put our hands team out right at the beginning or not. Field position is always such a concern. And so we initially had our return team out there. And then we were going to make some potential adjustments when they lined up. And we knew we had a timeout to burn. And so when they lined up with the onside kick, that's when we put our hands team out there. And, you know, those are decisions, I'm sure, that sometimes coaches get questioned on. I'm sure, you know, the way I look at it, Air Force, now they were scoring a little bit faster than they normally do, but their offensive scheme does not allow them typically to go right down the field and score quickly. Maybe coach, I don't know what's going through his mind. I know, you know, they kicked it, and we didn't exactly cover it right away, but we got it. And that was a play that they dialed up, and we reacted to it.
Okay, well, you know, you wait on the MRI on Carl, but mm-hmm. you know, he had Shiloh dress after he got mm-hmm. hurt. You just plan to probably continue to get him ready and get him in that rotation, or can you go with three?
We're going to have to take a look, and this week is going to determine a lot of that. You know, if you look during the course of the game, you always see defensive linemen, defensive tackles, and defensive ends constantly being shuffled on. And three is hard simply because a long drive where you're pass rushing, in some cases, you need more than three. So we're going to take a hard look at that this week.
Coach, Craig, how tough was it last year having to buy as late as you did, and is mm-hmm. this more where you'd like it in the schedule?
Well, I'd say it's more where we'd like it, but last year, if you remember, I mean, we needed everything we could do. That was the last game. We beat UNLV at home. We utilized that time. Our guys practiced really hard. That's when it came about. I do think from a Friday night perspective, to be able to go out and watch some games on Thursday and Friday night, particularly middle part of the year, is a little bit more beneficial. But, you know, we play what the schedule says.
Craig, you did mention it's a good time for the team to get a bye mm-hmm. week. I would imagine it's a good time for you guys to kind of be out there recruiting a little mm-hmm. bit with the success you've had and mm-hmm. just kind of getting your name out there. I mean, obviously better than what it was last year probably.
Well, it makes it a little bit easier, but I can tell you this is, with the exception of Eastern Michigan, I've been out every Friday night, mm-hmm. and I think there's probably a core group of five or six guys that have been out. And what it does do, it gives us a chance to have a little bit more flexibility on Friday. Recruiting is always important. That's the thing that really sets you apart. I know this is I was a whole lot better defensive coordinator when I had some first rounders, and you get out there and you're playing with one third rounder, it's not so good. And so talent is really important. Recruiting is really important, and we're working hard at that.
Craig, after the game, it was announced, speaking of recruiting and playing off Scott's question, mm-hmm. Patrick Arnold, the offensive mm-hmm. lineman from Nebraska, mm-hmm. gave you a verbal, mm-hmm. and seems like a kid with what I've read and heard about that really fits that Wyoming profile mm-hmm. that you like to talk about all the time.
Well, I can tell you, I can make a comment that we're recruiting him, and that's the only comment that I can make. So I've been well schooled. Our compliance people are on me. So,
Craig, what's an early scout on the bat? I know they like mm-hmm. to run the ball. They've got a pretty dynamic running back. What's just mm-hmm. what's an early scout on them, what you see?
You know, big, strong defense. You're right. They have rushed the ball well. Last year they rushed the ball well. They had a big win against Fresno. It was a close game. Fresno was close, scoring late. You know, they were down the 5-yard line, but they came up with a victory. And, you know, they're going to San Jose to play. And it'll be a challenge. Anytime you play a team, they were in a bowl game last year. They beat Colorado State. They've got good talent, and we're playing on the road. So challenge for us.
Coach, you mentioned Nella earlier. It seemed like you got in there a lot on the Saturday.
Nella?
How
mm-hmm.
much growth have you seen from fall camp to now with him?
Pretty significant growth. Anytime you have a junior college player and they're not able to go through spring football, that's always a pretty steep learning curve. Everything from conditioning to understanding the schemes to how to practice, you know, how Division I football is. And so we're well pleased. He's a mature young man. You know, he's a LDS, and so he went on a mission, and so he's older, and there's good maturity there. He's always got a positive smile on his face, a positive attitude, and it was good to see him out there. Any other questions? Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Austin Conway. Seemed to, got on the field a lot this past Saturday.
Yeah.
Seemed to be dancing a little bit too much. I don't know if you agree, but is that indicative of maybe his lack of playing football for a while?
I think he's a competitive athlete, and his track record, he's always been able to make some plays. Early in the year, he made a couple plays by dancing and continuing to move. We've been coaching him up to stick his foot in the ground and go north and south. You know, there was one jet sweep at the beginning. I believe we got called for holding. He had a nice run. We came back with another jet, and they did a better job containing it. So as opposed to reversing his field, we got 0 yards there. So he's making progress, and the one punt return was good. But we're going to continue to work with him. Like to integrate him a little bit more in the passing game. He did catch a couple smoke screens, but he's been a great find for us. We're pleased to have him. Thank you.